I was probably pretty numb to it at that point. But I remember the first one that blew me away was 700 grand because, like, I had no money to my name. And it was, like, one of the first merch drops we did. We did these, like, varsity, just, like, Nelk Boys crew necks. And then we, like, did this drop. And I saw, like, 700 grand went in that day. And it was, like, what the? Like, I remember calling my mom being like, bro, this is we're onto something. Like, this is going to work. Yeah. So.
You are onto something.
That's crazy. I mean, obviously, they're Nelk. Not everyone's Nelk, right? You're not all going to do 700K drops. But that just goes to show you that these influencers who sell out to these big brands, these corporations, how much money they're really throwing away. I mean, if you just take a page out of Nelk Book, KSI, Logan Paul, Mr. Beast, they all create their own brand. They take all that traffic that they've cultivated on YouTube, TikTok, whatever it may be, and they bring it and shuffle it right over to their website or pop-up shop, whatever. Walmart, you know, Mr. Beast, they're everywhere. KSI, they're all at Walmart, they're everywhere. But basically, you know, they shuffle all that traffic all the way over there, and then they reap the rewards, not only off one purchase, but probably a nice LTV. Now, I would assume, for me personally, I buy a lot of Happy Dad, you know, because I love Nelk, and all they, you know, they entertain me, so I have this, like, undying fidelity, this allegiance towards them. So I think a lot more influencers should really take a look and take a page out of, you know, these huge influencers. Even if you're just a micro influencer like Jinxie, Sketch, you know, all these guys, they really need to be dropping like merch lines or some sort of product. They need to be making money off this because Twitch, TikTok, Instagram, they're not really going to pay you, right? So, you know, that's just my two cents. But hey, whatever, bro. They do them at the end of the day.